Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 8th, Saturday, 2020, day 39. Today's topic, who is the least? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. And having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 22 verses 1 to 18, Exodus chapter 28 verses 1 to 43. Matthew chapter 25 verse 31 to chapter 26 verse 13. Proverbs 8. Verses 12 to 13. Today's main passages. The first one is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 46. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The second passage is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 6 to 13. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, who is the least? What Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 46 is one of the most important and striking passages in the whole Bible. You may be thinking, why? Well, because Jesus says whether you will go to eternal life or eternal punishment based on whether you can love and care for the least, those whom no one care, no one help, and everyone reject. Yes, that's what Jesus said. Wow, who can do that? That's why we have the next passage about the fruit of Jesus caring and loving Mary Magdalene, who had been a prostitute, repent and change completely because of the love and care of Jesus. She offered a very expensive perfume equal to 1 year wages of a worker. She followed Jesus to the end, even stood by the cross when Jesus died, and she was the first one to be able to see the risen Christ. I do hope and pray that you know who is the least Jesus prepared for you, so that you can raise up one more faithful disciple for Jesus. And not reject him or her. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know who is the least you prepare for us, so that we can raise up one more faithful disciple for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you know who is the least Jesus prepared for you and be willing to raise him or her up to be a faithful disciple for Jesus? Number two, what is the next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.